Say, nation, in the wake of quarrels, say, hope.
Nice. Could a line like that launch 1,000 tweets? It's our aspiration, and we are well on our way. That original first line from poet Kwame Dawes, read on the program earlier this week, kicked off our People's Inaugural Poem Project. We asked you to chime in with subsequent lines of the poem on Twitter using the hashtag PrezPoem, Prez with a Z. And if you've been following the development of this poem on thetakeaway.org/PrezPoem, you know there are many one-liner poets among Takeaway listeners. Kwame Dawes, poet, author of Duppy Conqueror, new and selected poems. We welcome him back. Look what you've started, Kwame.
Well, it sounds like a good thing. At least people are writing poems. And if that is happening in the nation, I think that's a very, very good thing.
Now, you've been looking at some of the lines that have been coming in, right?
Yeah, I have.
All right. Well, we'll get an assessment from you in just a moment. Also with us is Elizabeth Alexander, poet and chair of the African American Studies Department at Yale University. She composed and delivered Praise Song for the Day for the 2009 inauguration of President Barack Obama. Elizabeth Alexander, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, it's great to be here.
What do you make of, and we certainly don't want to hone in on the poet's sort of showcase moment here at the inauguration, but what do you make of this impulse to deliver poetry into something as magisterial as the inauguration?
Well, I think what's wonderful about saying that there will be a poem at the inaugural, which I hope continues forever and ever, is that there is something that poetry can do, that language can do, that political language doesn't often do. Even if political language is poetic, it doesn't still you in the same way that poetry does. It doesn't create that space and moment of contemplation and reflection that poetry and great art does. And of all days, on the day of the inaugural, when the nation is hopefully thinking about what it means to move forward together, a poem seems particularly apt.
And words like fiscal cliff just aren't going to make it into poems, right? And we're very happy about that.
Although somebody did put a fiscal cliff into one of our poems that came in, yeah.
Give us a sense of
it could be made to work.
It could be made. There we go. Spoken like a poet. Give us a sense of what you've been looking at. I've actually been reading some of these lines as well, Kwame, but what have you come up with?
Well, I'll mention a fiscal cliff one. If I remember it right, it says, "When we come to the fiscal cliff, let us not cry timber." that was one of the lines. But there have been some good lines. In the silence after nightfall, say love. In the darkness of failure, say try. I mean, there's just a series of them that I thought were quite strong. Some are obviously sort of replete with cliche, but it's really hard to write an inaugural poem and avoid cliche. It's really, really hard.
Well, the line that you gave us, say nation in the wake of quarrels, say hope, actually came from a poem that you were trying to write, and you repurposed it for us. Could we hear that poem?
Yeah, and let me explain that, because I wrote it for you. In other words, I was trying to get the first line, and I can't get a first line unless I've written something of a poem. So this is how I got the first line. So the poem reads, "Hope, say nation in the wake of quarrels, say hope. Say neighbor on heavy mornings, say hope. The wise woman whispers, do not eat that leaf, it will kill you. Eat this one, it will make you grow. These warnings passed on from generation to generation, and a nation grows in its wisdom, preserved through time. Sometimes after a long walk, with eyes devouring the horizon, it helps to turn around to see the tracks we've left behind. For every tomorrow, there is a first day to start the long walk ahead. Say nation in the wake of our sorrows, say hope to face tomorrow."
Oh, that's nice. Kwame Dawes.
That's kind of cute.
Reading the poem that inspired. Oh, kind of cute. Now. But what I love about this, Elizabeth Alexander, and you've actually experienced this as someone who delivered a poem on the inauguration, what we've asked people to do is basically answer the question, what would you say to all of the American people who are poised and filled with hope on a day when they really want to hear something from the President of the United States? What would you say to all of America? And that's the sort of poetic assignment here, and it's both daunting and kind of joyful.
It's a fabulous project, and what I love with Kwame's first line, say nation in the midst of quarrel, say hope, is that it starts us off with the imperative, with a command, with that mode of address that I think has called up in the lines that have come in over Twitter, this kind of gorgeous, strong-voiced, this is what we should do, this is who we are, this is how we can move forward. So even the structure of the line was a wonderful invitation to the best from some of these readers. And it is very, very, very difficult not to enter into a language that is too lofty, too general, too gauzy. I think that in some of these lines, I liked phrases in the hurly-burly of the day's governing, say neighbor, say what can I do. I did some editing of the lines because I can't help myself.
Of course.
I thought, you know, in the face of fear, sing mercy, which I turned to sing mercy in the face of fear. There's a lot of really beautiful stuff here that I think the first line invited.
All right, so Kwame Dawes, give me a sense of the curated poem that you've come up with using all of the lines, many of the lines that you've received.
Good. This one is called Sing Nation, and I think it's quite good as it turns out. And I did what Elizabeth did, which was do a little editing. Say nation in the wake of quarrels, say hope, say peace for a nation's heart, say neighbor, say what can I do? Doors will open, together we must walk through. Dream neighbor in the face of fear. Dream mercy when darkness floods. Dream light to scatter the shadows. At dawn of uncertain tomorrows, pray change, pray progress for this union. Shout forward in the silence after nightfall. Shout love in the dark of failures. Shout try as we move, as we persist into light. Sing nation in the wake of sorrows. Sing hope.
That is completely awesome.
That's not bad.
Fabulous. It's gorgeous. And the progression of those verbs, you know, to say, to sing, to pray, to shout, is a fantastic structuring device. It's beautiful.
Do you think that this faithfully represents the sort of collective voice that came in on Twitter? Or are you kind of the training wheels here, Kwame?
No, I think it reflects it. That imperative is the thing that runs through, and people jumped on that and did a fantastic job with it. So I think it reflects what people sent, yeah.
Well, there's still time to be involved in this project. Kwame Dawes, poet and author of Duppy Conqueror, New and Selected Poems, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And Elizabeth Alexander, poet and chair of the African American Studies Department at Yale University. She composed and delivered Praise Song for the Day at the 2009 inauguration. Elizabeth, thanks so much.
What a pleasure. Thanks.
So keep it coming. Just tweet to us at hashtag PrezPoem with a Z.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.